So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 15, text number 7, number 8, and number 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Iti
yukta
tanmatam
gyadva
gata Saha Varuna Antikam Aniya Datva Tan
Ashvan
Upayeme Varaananam It Yuktastan Matam Gyadva Gattasa Varunatakam Aniya datvatan ashvan
Upayeme
varananam It yuktastan matam gyadva Gatasa varanatikam Aniya datvatan ashvan Upayeme varananam. When King Gadhi made this demand, the great sage, well, we'll do the word for word, iti, thus, ukta, having been requested, Tatmatam, his mind. Gyadva, the sage, could understand. Gata, went. Saha, he. Varuna Antikam, to the place of Varuna. Aniya, having brought dattva, and after delivering tan,
those
ashvan, horses, upayeme, married, varaananam, the beautiful daughter of King Gadhi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When King Gadhi made this demand, the great sage Richika could understand the king's mind. Therefore, he went to the demigod Varuna and brought from him the 1,000 horses that Gadhi had demanded. After delivering these horses, the sage married the king's beautiful daughter.
Услышав это требование от царя Гадхи, великий мудрец Ричика понял его замысел. Он отправился к полубогу Варуне и привел от него 1000 скакунов, как того требовал Гадхи. Отдав царю скакунов, Ричика взял его красавицу Дайшону.
Сариши пратита патня швашра чапиджа камьяя Shapayitva-vayayar-mantraish-charung-snatung-gato-muni. Thereafter, Chika's Muni's wife and mother-in-law, each desiring a son, requested the Muni to prepare an oblation. Thus, Chika Muni prepared one oblation for his wife with a Brahmana mantra, and another for his mother-in-law, with a Kshatriya mantra. Then he went out to bathe.
И жена Ричики Муни его теща хотели сыновей, поэтому они попросили Муни принести жертву огню. Жертвенный дар для своей жены Ричика Муни приготовил с мантрой Брамана, а для тещи с мантрой Кшатрия. После этого он отправился совершить омовение.
Тават сатьявати матра свачорум ячитасати Шрешнам матватая яччан матриматура датсвайам. Meanwhile, because Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for her daughter, Vachika's wife, must be better, she asked her daughter for that oblation. Satyavati therefore gave her own oblation to her mother and ate her mother's oblation herself.
Тем временем мать Сатьявати, решив, что жертвенный дар, приготовленный Ричикой для ее дочери лучше, попросила его у Сатьявати. Сатьявати отдала матери свою долю жертвы, а сама съела ее долю.
Purport. A husband naturally has some affection for his wife. Therefore, Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for Satyavati by the sage Ruchika must have been better than her own oblation. In Ruchika's absence, the mother took the better oblation from Satyavati and ate it.
Комментарий. Все мужья неравнодушны к своим женам. Зная об этом, мать Сатьявати решила, что жертвенный дар, который мудрец Ричика приготовил для ее дочери, был лучше, чем тот, который он приготовил для нее самой. Поэтому в отсутствие Ричики она взяла Сатьявати лучшую часть жертвенного дара и съела ее.
So, some interesting points here in this purport.
Интересные здесь комментарии, отмеченные моменты.
Prabhupada mentions a husband naturally has some affection for his wife.
Шрила Прабхупада говорит, что у мужа естественная привязанность к жене.
So even in Krishna consciousness, we have personal relationships. This is not a Mayavadi ashram.
Даже в сознании Кришны у нас есть личностные отношения. Это не ашрам, Майявади.
Brahmacharis have affection amongst themselves. Everyone, there is affection going around our society. Everyone feels some affection for the other devotees. That is natural.
Чувство привязанности и любви, оно присутствует как среди брамачари, так оно присутствует и в других ашрамах. Это то, что есть.
The disciples feel affection for the spiritual master.
У учеников есть привязанность к духовному учителю.
The spiritual master feels affection for the disciples.
Духовный учитель чувствует какое-то чувство любви к ученику.
The ISKCON devotees feel affection for the other ISKCON devotees. We do not deny these things. In fact, we perfect them. Under the expert guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami
Prabhupada,
we perfect the affectionate relationships. We purify them by offering them in the service of Krishna. Sometimes it may appear that we are very cold and callous. We Krishnites. Because Krishna says, I will give you whatever you need if you will love me and love me only. So the casual observer may think, well, if I can only love Krishna, then I can't love anyone else. From the standpoint of ordinary logic, that's a logical fact. And someone says, you must give me all of your love, you must love me exclusively. That means nobody, everyone else is excluded. So the casual observer may think, well, these Hare Krishna people, they must be very, rude and crude dealing with everyone else because they're only supposed to love Krishna, nobody else. But Prabhupada explains that Krishna means Krishna and his devotees. Krishna does not mean Krishna alone. Actually, everyone is Krishna's expanded form. Everyone is an expansion of Krishna, actually. He has two types of expansions. The Vishnu Tattva expansions and the Jiva Tattva expansions. It's not that the Jivas are Krishna, no. But they are the energy of Krishna. If we try to love them separate from their source, Krishna, that love will always turn into lust. But if we love everyone and everything in relation with Krishna, that will become purified. So, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we do not deny loving exchanges. But we utilize them in the service of Krishna. The fact is that we do give all of our love to Krishna. But Krishna is the channel through which that love is then distributed to all living entities throughout the universe. Just like we have thousands and thousands of times given the example. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. So do not think that by giving all of your love to Krishna, that you are denying your wife your love. Or that you are denying your husband your love. Or you are denying your parents your love. Or your friends or your brothers or sisters. That is not a fact. The actual fact is this. Until you purely give your love to Krishna, you can't really love anyone else. That's a fact. All of your so-called love will be self-centered ultimately. And how do you spell self-centered love? It is spelled L-U-S-T. Lust. The fact is that we become Krishna conscious. Now we can learn how to truly love everyone. The natural affection that we would like to feel for others. That becomes fully satisfied when we come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Because now that natural affection is no longer tinged with any inebrities. It becomes pure loving affection. Here we can see that Satyavati's mother, she is interesting to get the oblation for Satyavati. She's envious. So we should not be like this. Whatever is, that is stated in the Isha Upanishad. Ishava shamidam sarvam yatkincha jagajam jagat tena chakchena bhunjita magrida kashishvidhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for oneself, satisfied as one's quota, and not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong.
Все движущееся и неподвижное в этой вселенной, оно принадлежит Верховной Личности, и каждый должен, сознавая это, брать только то, что предназначено для него, и не претендовать на то, что принадлежит другим.
To take something meant for someone else, that is sinful.
Брать что-то, что дано для других, это греховно.
It's like if a man wants to enjoy another man's wife, that is very, very sinful. Or if someone wants to take someone's, steal someone's money, that is a very, very sinful thing. If someone takes, steals money from someone else, it's a very sinful thing. So we have to understand what is my allotted quota, what has been given to me by Krishna to use in his service. And we should simply be happy with that, you see. We should not covet or be envious of the property of others. Because the fact is, you don't need property to be happy. The only thing required to be happy is whatever property you have, properly utilize it, that's all.
Но то, насколько правильно мы используем эту собственность, это делает нас счастливыми.
If you have a little facility, use all of that in Krishna's service.
Если у нас есть немного возможностей, мы должны это использовать для Кришны.
And you'll be totally happy.
И вы будете полностью счастливы.
If you have big facility, use all of that in Krishna's service.
Если у вас есть какие-то возможности очень большие, займите их, и вы будете счастливы.
And you will be totally happy.
И вы будете полностью бесконечно счастливы.
But if that small facility,
но если это маленькая собственность,
or that big facility is used for sense gratification, what will you get then? You will simply get misery, that's all. So whatever your allotted quota is, be happy. That I can offer this to Krishna. That's all we need to be happy, nothing else. In the material world, people think the more you have material facility, that is your happiness. But that is completely, totally wrong understanding. You cannot enjoy this material world. It is not possible. Because it is not your position. You are a spiritual being. In quality, one with God. So all you have to do is engage yourself in the Lord's service.
И все, что вам требуется, это быть занятым служением Богу.
And you will revive your original, blissful, cognizant, eternal nature.
И вы обретете вечное самоосознанное и исполненное блаженство положение.
Nothing artificial has to be added.
И ничего искусственного не должно быть, не нужно добавлено.
All we have to do is remove all the artificialities that have been imposed upon us by this material society.
Все, что нам требуется, это избавиться от всего искусственного, что было навязано обществом нам.
I don't know if you have seen, but this material society has done an expert conditioning job on our psyches.
Вы можете посмотреть, что на нашу психику общество сделало очень опытное такое навязывание.
Did you know that you've been brainwashed?
А вы знаете, что вам промыли мозги?
If you're thinking you're a man,
если вы думаете, что вы мужчина,
or if you're thinking that you're a woman,
или вы думаете, что вы женщина,
then I beg to inform you,
то я, сожалею, я вам должен сообщить,
you have been brainwashed.
Вам промыли мозги.
You've been cheated.
Вас обманули.
By Maya Devi.
Maya Devi это сделала.
She has led you to believe that you're actually a man or a woman.
Она убедила вас в том, что вы мужчина или женщина.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Что нет более конечной истины.
You are the eternal spiritual being.
Кроме того, как то, что
you have an identity in the pastimes of Krishna.
И ваша вечность в том, чтобы быть в играх с Кришной.
So what are you doing running around Riga like a mad person?
Что вы здесь делаете, как сумасшедшие, бегая по Риге?
Is it? You need to come back to your original identity.
Вам нужно просто вернуться к изначальному.
Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. You have to wake up that I need to tell the servant of Krishna.
Нужно просто пробудиться, потому что я вечный слуга Кришны.
Don't try to figure out who you are in Krishna's pastimes.
Не нужно сейчас загадывать, а кто же я там в играх Кришны.
Just like there is that book, the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, which describes all the devotees in Chaitanya Leela, who they are in Krishna Leela. So I am warning you, don't try to speculate, well, I think I'm such and such cowherd boy, or such and such gopi, or, you know, I'm a flute or I'm a butterfly. No, don't try to speculate who you are in Krishna's pastime.
Не надо спекулировать и пытаться найти себя в этом списке, что я там такой преданный или такой преданный игр Кришны, я пастушок или флейта, или не нужно так спекулировать.
Just become the 100% sold out slave of your spiritual master, that's all.
Просто станьте проданным на 100%.
Of course, in the modern society, slave is a very bad word. So we usually say servant, you know. But the idea is the same. You're totally dedicated to your guru, that's all. You serve him forever. Whatever he wants, whatever he needs, you simply serve him. That's all. Just like we very much, in our movement, there's one animal we very much like to study. Do you know what that animal is that we like to study in this movement?
Huh?
You're saying cow? Yes, Mataji is right. Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai, Shishi Radhadamana Ki Jai. That animal that we very much like to study in this movement is the dog. See, we like to study the dog. Because the dog has a wonderful quality. Actually, in one sense, the dog is our Guru Maharaj, you see. Because he teaches us by his example how to be totally dedicated to the Master. In fact, there is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is praying to his spiritual master. Please accept me as your dog. In fact, we say this is our dog collar, you see. My Prabhupada's dog, my Guru Maharaj's dog, you see. So how do we bark?
И как мы лаем?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's our dog's bark, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, the dog is a very dedicated creature to his master. The dog will even die in service of the master. Recently there was one house where the house caught on fire. And the lady of the house, she was a cripple, she had artificial legs. So the dog, he risked his life, he actually went and brought the legs in his mouth. He carried the legs and brought them to the lady in the middle of the burning fire. So she could put on the artificial legs and get out of the house. And then the dog was so much in the mood of service. There was a cat also in the house who was trapped in the fire. And the dog went to save the cat also. The poor dog actually died. When he went to save the cat, he was killed in the fire. He gave up his life trying to save the cat. So the dog is a very wonderful animal for the Vaishnavas to study the qualities of the dog. So we can understand how we become devoted to our spiritual master. So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Как это считается? Это реально? Этот вдохновение реально или нет, когда мы читаем?
When we are reading some songs written by Bhakti Vinoda Thakur or Narottamdas Thakur, we can feel some inspiration by reading these nice songs. But when we are going to practice, then we may not feel so much inspired. Whether we have real inspiration while we reading these songs?
Well, there's different levels of inspiration. If you feel inspired by the ideas expressed in the song, that's very good. Now you simply have to find the ways and means to make that a practical reality also. The difference between jnana and vigyan. Theoretical understanding and practical application. Just like if one studies music, for example. You can take a course on music theory. So in the music theory class, you sit in the classroom and you study different notes and different, minor scales and major scales and, augmented sevenths and so many things.
И вы сидите и смотрите, как ноты на какой-то полосочке рисуются, и как это что значит.
But until you actually go into the music lab, you actually sit down at a piano or an instrument and do something with the music, then you haven't really mastered it.
И до тех пор, пока вы не отправитесь в класс, и на самом деле не сядете за пианино, вы еще не постигли науку, как это делать.
The theoretical knowledge is important.
Теоретическое знание, оно важно.
But until you actually put it into practice, you haven't really mastered
Но
the subject.
Пока вы в практике это не использовали, вы в действительности не...
So how does one actually put into practical application these wonderful concepts that we're getting in the Vaishnava songs? Well, we have a laboratory for doing that. That is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is a place where you can read the books, and then now here's a place where you can try to put the books into practice. Just like in music, if you want to master an instrument, you have to seek out a master of that instrument and learn from him how you also can become a master of that instrument. So in Krishna consciousness, it is the same thing. If you want to become a master of practicing the concepts that are presented in Prabhupada's books, then you have to find out a devotee or devotees who have mastered the practice of Prabhupada's teachings. You should associate with them. You should serve them with love. And you should inquire submissively. And you should always appreciate their saintly qualities. And never be envious of them. By adopting this pure mood of a humble student, then you will actually master the practice of Krishna consciousness. You can teach so many others in the future. Any other question? Yes.
If we do not yet have the vision how everything is for enjoyment of Krishna, then is it not that we should avoid certain relationships, because otherwise we will remain in material platform?
Если мы не все знаем, как это связано с Кришной, значит ли, что мы какие-то отношения должны избегать, чтобы это не было материальным?
The more that one advances in Krishna consciousness,
чем больше человек продвигается в сознании Кришны,
the more that you can purify all relationships.
Настолько больше он может свои отношения очистить.
The neophyte may want to hide out from everyone.
Неофит может желать спрятаться от всех.
Like a tortoise going into a shell.
Как черепаха, она втягивает все конечности в панцирь.
But this is not, such a person is not very mature. They're like a little child hiding under the bed when the lightning strikes. But one who is actually mature in Krishna consciousness, they become expert at associating with everyone in a Krishna conscious way.
Он обретает способность общаться с любым человеком, как должен, как преданный должен.
No man is an island, and no woman is an island.
Это не так, что каждый как на острове, мужчина он или женщина.
Unless one can learn how to engage in loving exchanges with devotees.
До тех пор, пока человек не научится, как общаться с
one's heart will remain very, very dry. And one will eventually go back to the material world. Because we need Sangha, we need association, that by our very nature. So therefore one has to learn how to associate with devotees. On all levels. Advanced devotees. Medium level devotees. You know, neophyte devotees. One has to learn to associate on all levels. That's a mature person in Krishna consciousness. They can relate to everyone, just like a book distributor. They can relate to everyone that comes down the street. The pious, the impious, they feel kindness for all living creatures. And they find the ways and means to reach out to them, to share with them this wonderful Krishna consciousness. So within our society, there's so many devotees and so many different levels of Krishna consciousness. We have to learn how to deal with everyone in a Krishna conscious way, whatever level they're on. We are a family. We are all the children and grandchildren of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we have to live together with nice relationships as a family. We cannot go into some Mayavadi, thing, I touch no one and no one touches me, I know nobody and nobody knows me, kind of a cave, that doesn't work. Srila Prabhupada explained that surrender to Krishna means to join a spiritual family. So my best advice to you is that you must master the art of joining the spiritual family. Any other questions?
Кто или что управляет процессом мышления?
Мышление?
Да. Я думаю, что это правда, что это параматма.
Who or what is managing the process of thinking? Yes. Was it Paramatma? The process of thinking is under the supervisor of Paramatma, or what is moving, or what is
producing?
Yeah, but
I don't follow the question.
Who controls or what is the reason of the process of the thinking? Is it Paramatma?
Who controls the process of thinking?
Yes.
Yeah. The mind. I guess that's what he's saying. Is it the mind or just the thinking of the mind?
The process of thinking.
Yeah, process of thinking. Is it controlled by moon or by...
Who is enables...
By the moon or Paramatma? Well, Paramatma is controlling the moon, so the fact is, in this material world, just like through astrology, you can understand past, present, and future. And they say that the stars are controlling everything. The stars means the controlling deity of that planet, not the not the stone. So the fact is, the deities of, you know, the demigods do control everything that's going on. Just like I saw your eyes just blinked. They just blinked again. There's a demigod who's controlling your eye blink. Do you know there's a demigod out there manipulating your eyes? Your eyelids? He's manipulating your eyelids. They blink. So those demigods, that means the astrology means to understand how the different controlling deities of the planets are controlling everything. But those demigods are under the control of the three modes of nature. And then that ultimately the material nature is under the control of Krishna. His Paramatma feature. So it is controlled by the demigod of the mind, the moon, and it also is controlled by Krishna himself. But you have some say-so in the matter also. You have some power in regards to where your mind will be situated. The programming is there, given by God. On one channel, the spiritual world is going on very nicely. One channel, like a TV channel or a radio channel.
You know.
Spiritual world is going on very nicely. And then you flip the switch on the TV, what do you get? Birth, death, old age, and disease. It's a pretty bad channel. So your mind can be either this way or that way. You have the power to flip the switch. That is called free will. So do you want your mind in the spiritual energy? You want your mind in the material energy? You can choose where you want
it.
So now what will you do? Just like Prabhupada one time challenged me. He was talking about becoming a pure devotee. He gave me a challenge. He said, whether you can be like that. He was challenging me to become a completely pure devotee. He said, no karma, no jnana, no yoga, no all material desires, zero, whether you can be like that. The answer is, only by the mercy of Guru could I ever be like that. None of us can ever be that way on our own power. But mukam karoti vachalam pandum namgite yagirim yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru dinatanam. By the mercy of Guru, yes. Even the lame man can cross over the mountain. That struggling godas can become a goswami also. By the mercy of Shri Guru. So any other questions? Yes.
What is the
Говорится, что только удачливое живое существо может принять сознание Кришны. Что дает ей там удачу?
My godbrother asked Prabhupada a similar question in the UK.
Мой брат в Боге Prabhupada's answer.
Prabhupada's answer were, we are their good fortune. So if you want people to be fortunate, then convince them to take a book. Convince them to chant Hare
Krishna.
Convince them to take up Krishna consciousness.
Убедите, чтобы они приняли сознание Кришны.
Brahmanda Brahmite Konda Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One becomes fortunate by the mercy of a devotee.
Человек обретает удачу благодаря милости преданного.
So therefore, learn how to be merciful.
Поэтому научитесь, как быть милостивым.
Learn how to effectively preach.
Научитесь, как эффективно проповедовать.
Don't think about yourself so much.
О себе так много не надо думать.
Think about helping others.
Думайте, как помочь другим.
That is how they'll be fortunate.
Это то, как вы станете удачливыми.
Any other questions?
Каким образом сила на удачу вкладывается в благословение гуру?
How Guru's blessing obtains the power, obtains the power.
How does someone get empowered by the mercy of Guru?
No, how Guru's blessing which he gives, when Guru gives his blessing, this blessing has a power. How this power comes to this blessing?
Actually, the power of the spiritual master is fully invested in the order given.
В действительности сила духовного учителя, она полностью вложена в наставление, которое он дает.
The full shakti of the spiritual master is present in the order he has given the disciple.
Вся шакти духовного учителя вложена в наставление, которое он дает ученику.
Some foolish rascals say that Prabhupada shakti is no longer available. Because he has physically departed. But that is not a fact. Prabhupada's shakti is fully available now, just as it was when he was physically present.
Вся сила Шрилы Прабхупады, она также и сейчас представлена, как когда он был в этом мире.
It is fully available in the form of the orders given to us.
И она полностью присутствует в форме, в наставлении, которое он дал нам.
If the disciple embraces, fully embraces within his heart the orders given by the spiritual master.
Если ученик обнимает это указание в своем сердце,
then the disciple is connected with the full energy, shakti of the spiritual master. Last week in Russia, one officer in the Russian Navy asked me a question.
Когда мы сейчас были в России, один военный
he said, "Please bless me." He wanted me to bless him with Krishna consciousness. So I said, yes, here's my blessing. From starting tomorrow, I'll chant 16 rounds every day. He didn't want to hear that. He just wanted some magic wand. Now you are blessed. Without having to do anything. That's like Christianity, you know. I accepted Jesus and now I'm saved. But I told him the blessings of the spiritual master is there in the order given. If you take the order given and you execute that order, then you are getting the blessing.
Если вы принимаете указание и выполняете его,
So the blessing of the spiritual master is fully present in the order given. You just have to obey the order, that's all. By obeying the order, you get the blessings, you get the mercy showered upon you. A disciple who doesn't want to follow the instructions but just says, "Bless me, Gurudev." Such a disciple is not a disciple, they're a joke. They're simply a disciple of their own mind. That's
all.
So don't be a disciple of your own mind. Become a disciple of your spiritual master by following his instruction. Someone may say, well, if I do it, it'll be artificial because I don't feel like doing it. But that is a bogus argument. Whether you feel like doing it, whether you don't feel like doing it, simply do whatever you're told to do by your spiritual master. That's all. Finished. The first principle is be obedient. If the feelings aren't there, be obedient anyway. Because the feelings will come if you're obedient. The feelings are already there in the heart, they are simply covered by a curtain of Maya, that's all. By your obedience, the curtain will be withdrawn and the natural feelings will be there. So simply one should be obedient, and that is how the blessings come, and that's how the empowerment comes, and that's how everything comes. Unflinching obedience to the spiritual master. So now, time and tide wait for no man. It is now 9 a.m. And I must be obedient to the temple authorities who are Prabhupada's representatives. Whether I feel like it or not, I must be obedient to the authorities and end the class. So we thank you very, very much for your attendance today. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Venkatesan Maharaj ki jai.
So now we have